أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وأقسموا بالله جهد أيمانهم لا يبعث الله من يموت بلى وعدا عليه حقا ولكن أكثر الناس لا يعلمون. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of certain objections made by the mushrikeen. The first objection was that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have wanted us to be guided, then He would have guided us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then spoke of how this was the attitude of the previous nations as well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that hidayah and guidance does not lie in His hand. And something for us to think about, if the hidayah and guidance of others was not in the hand of a Nabi, then it definitely cannot lie in our hands. Sometimes we wish to persuade somebody or influence somebody, and we rely on our efforts. And when we find that our efforts are not producing any results, we become despondent and we give up. Now that is a mistake on our part, and that is an error on our part. While pursuing the channels that are available to us in order to persuade somebody, we must rely entirely upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that effort that we make must be steered by dua. Very important. The dua that you make is more important than the effort that you are making. The dua is far, far more important. And sometimes you do not even see it within your lifetime. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows it to happen at a later stage when hidayah is meant for that person and that individual. So this is something important for us to note. And even though Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had that burning desire for their hidayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that hidayah and guidance lies entirely in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You should convey the message. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of another objection of theirs, and another notion that they had, that they would promote, and that is that they disbelieved in the afterlife, life after death. Time and again they would mock at the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they would say to him that it is only this worldly life, this is all that we are going to live. We live once and that is it. As believers, what do we say? We die once. You're only going to die once. And then the real life starts. So, أَقْسَمُوا بِاللَّهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in ayah number 38 of Surah Al-Nahl, وَأَقْسَمُوا بِاللَّهِ جَهْدَ أَيْمَانِهِمْ. And they take qasam. They swear by Allah. They take an oath in the name of Allah, and no ordinary oath. Allah says, جَهْدَ أَيْمَانِهِمْ. Taking pains and with great efforts, they take these oaths. Solid and very strong oaths they take in Allah. What are the oaths that they take? لا يبعث الله من يموت. Allah will not resurrect the one who dies. This was the oath that they would take. بلى. Allah says, why not? وعدا عليه حقا. Allah says, this is a true promise that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken. Allah does not need to take any promises. But to emphasize the reality and to emphasize the fact of البعث بعد الموت, resurrection. After death, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is a promise, a true promise that will materialize, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken upon Himself. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. But most of the people do not know. And elsewhere in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He responds to this belief of theirs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of our first creation. Allah says, it is easier to bring you back for a second time than bringing you into existence the first time. Because the first time, there was nothing. There was absolutely nothing, and Allah brought you into existence. The second time, when you will be resurrected from the grave, there is some substance from which you will be brought back to life in the form of bones and in the form of whatever remains from your body and your physical self. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, بِيُبَيِّنَ لَهُمُ الَّذِي يَخْتَلِفُونَ فِيهِ. Allah will bring them back to life. Allah will resurrect them to show to them and to make it clear to them that which they disputed about. They are disputing about life after death, whether it's a reality, it's not a reality, and so forth. Allah says Allah will bring them back to life and resurrect them to show to them that which they were disputing about. وَلِيَعْلَمَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا And so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can prove to those who have disbelieved and to show those who have disbelieved and so that those who committed kufr can know أَنَّهُمْ كَانُوا كَاذِبِينَ That indeed they were liars. إِنَّمَا قَوْلُنَا Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains how easy it is for Allah to bring something into existence. The concept of difficulty or impossibility does not exist when it comes to Allah. There is nothing like difficulty or impossibility when it comes to Allah Azza wa Jal and when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings something into existence. Allah says, إِنَّمَا قَوْلُنَا لِشَيْءٍ إِذَا أَرَدْنَاهُ Allah says, when we intend something, meaning the creation of something, and to bring something into existence, Allah says, we only have to say to that thing. Our statement to a thing is only what? أَنَّقُولَ لَهُ That we say to it, كُن بِي Allah has to just say, كُن بِي فَيَكُون And it is. It becomes. It comes into existence. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding.